I was thinking yesterday how obviously there's just warfare on this earth, and so many of us are dealing with physical ailments, pains, sicknesses, diseases, and so it was on my heart to pray for that today. But just to as a reminder, what the heart of the Lord is for us, help me finish this sentence by finishing the last two words for me out of Luke 18. It says, Jesus gave them this parable to teach them that they ought always to pray and never give up. Let me do that one more time. Jesus gave them this parable to teach them that they ought always to pray and never give up. Somebody say, never give up. Never give up. I don't know if you're like me and live in this world like me, but a lot of times I feel tempted to give up because we pray and we pray and we pray and we just don't see the breakthrough. And all of a sudden we feel like we're trying to throw spaghetti against a wall sometimes and just hope it sticks. And we say, gosh, I don't know if this will work or not. And our faith level goes down, down, down. And so that's why I'm so jealous for meetings like this and for house churches and for little one-on-one meetings so we can remind each other, never give up. We've been given the authority on planet Earth to exercise the kingdom of God here. He said to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons. He gave us authority. Why it doesn't always happen, I don't know. But I do know this, it will not happen if we give up. So you remember Elijah with the widow of Zarephath, and he went up to the boy's room, her son that had died, and he laid on the boy's body three different times to raise him up from the dead. I wonder if he would have stopped after once. Or what about when Jesus himself healed a man with mud in his eyes? Remember? And remember he asked the man, what do you see? He says, I see men walking around like trees. I wonder if Jesus would have said, well, that's good enough. And he would have stopped there. Or countless other times in scriptures where if Elijah would have gone up on that mountain with his head between his knees and stopped until he prayed seven times until he saw that cloud coming the size of a man's hand, I wonder if he would have stopped. And I wonder what won't happen if you give up right now. I wonder what won't come to pass. God has given us free will. He's given us the option of exercising his kingdom or not exercising his kingdom. I wonder what won't happen if you give up right now. So I'm pleading with you not to give up. I'm reminding you that there is warfare. Why Daniel prayed and why there was delay for 21 days, he didn't know until after the fact. The prince of Persia withheld the answer to the prayer. There's real warfare going on. So I know this about the heart of the Father, that he's good. He gives good gifts. Asher, come up here real quick, real quick, real quick, real quick, real quick, real quick, real quick. Asher, ask me for lunch when we get home.
Can we have lunch when you get home?
Absolutely. Now ask me for 10 new bicycles.
Can I have 10 new bicycles?
No, you can't. I love him so much either way. But what's important for Asher to know is my will. Because when he knows my will, he can ask and receive every time. Asher, ask me for a piece of bread.
Can I have a piece of bread?
I won't give him a snake, will I? I won't give him a scorpion. I won't give him a rock. I won't give him all these bad things. I'm not going to give to him because of my intense love for him. There's certain things like this. Asher, ask me for a beautiful wife.
Can I have a beautiful wife?
Well, you can't handle one right now. And you can't hold down a job. So, not right now. But I promise you, if you'll trust me, I'll pray one in with you and for you. I'll give you one. Okay? You can go sit down. There are certain things he says yes to all the time. There are certain things he says no to. Not good for you. And there are certain things he's like, keep on asking. Keep on asking. Don't give up. Don't give up. And how much more I'm evil in my love for him compared to the Father's love for me. How much more? So, got Bert Long, dear precious brother in the Lord. We're contending for him. We're contending for his memory, for his mind. I've got Jim Poffenbarger over here, struggling, physical ailments. And we're contending for him right now. I've got Daisy back in the back, our sister. We're contending for you, sister, and multiple others in the room right now.